Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Lamine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Boy, do we have a jam-packed show for you guys today. We have the Week 1 English Premier League recap, the Week 2 preview as well. We just had the first game of Week 2 wrap up here. The full-time whistle was blown. Chelsea 5, West Ham 1. It's crazy to think that this game actually started as a 1-0 West Ham lead just 6 minutes in through a banger of a goal from Paqueta. João Pedro equalized in the 15th. West Ham thought they had a 2-1 lead. It was called off for offsides. And just a couple minutes later, Neto gave Chelsea a 2-1 lead. And then from there, I mean, it was just all Chelsea. Fernandes in the 34th, Casado in the 54th, Chabala in the 58th. And West Ham are not looking good. I mean, they, for me, Nico, and you can chime in quick, and we'll go into this game a little bit more. Maybe we won't, but nonetheless, they are now have 0 points in their first two games and a -7 goal differential. Are they in trouble? Is Potter going to be here for much longer? What are your thoughts on West Ham? And then I guess give some insight real quick on Chelsea as well.
I think personally, West Ham is going to be in deep trouble this year. The coach that they brought in has not figured it out yet. I watched them play Sunderland, and I watched Sunderland literally walk with the ball into the box in the first half at least two times. 3-0 was the end result of that. And then great win for Chelsea. Bounce back win. They drew at home for their first game. I'm sure Moresca couldn't be happy with that. They get a win on the road and they're back on the horse. I will say I like João Pedro to play on the left wing because I feel like he provides that support both defensively, and he can be, he's close to the goal and he's on the wing side. I love that move.
I mean, Cole Palmer was scratched right before kickoff today. So we saw a bit of a different lineup from Chelsea. To lap up top. João Pedro played kind of in that center attacking mid-role with Neto and Estavio out wide. And I got to say, I mean, you look at how they played against Crystal Palace, which we'll get into, versus what, you know, what today was like. And I get, you know, West Ham are not the team that Palace are, but it's not like, you know, they did this against, you know, Man City. It's, you know, Palace are still Palace at the end of the day. They're going to be a mid-table team just like they were last year. And this was just, I mean, it was a completely different. They looked like two different teams. Estavio, first of all, it has to be a starter out and out, but we'll get more into that. Yeah, he's an absolute baller. We'll get all into that coming up next. We're going to start with the Week 1 preview before we get into, Week 1 recap before we get into the Week 2 preview here on First Touch. So, do not move. We're coming right back. I'm your host, Todd Lamine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center. and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch, and again, happy Friday. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We're listening to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I mean, let's just get right into the Week 1 preview here. Things kicked off with a bit of a snoozer in Week 1, Aston Villa 0, Newcastle 0. The draw plus 260, hits under 2.5 plus 129. Nothing really went on. A Cone's a red card, not an ideal way to start the season. I mean, my only real takeaway here is that Newcastle really needs a number 9 if the Isak situation isn't going to get resolved, which, based on the social media posts from both player and club throughout the week, it will not be getting resolved anytime soon. So they have to get something done here. They've been linked with, Wissa is probably the most heavily linked player from Brentford, but I don't believe that they want to sell after losing Mbeumo, and especially not after the start of the season that they had, especially without Wissa, which we'll get into. But, I mean, there's not much here. We got a lot to go through. Is there anything that stuck out here, Nico, or push forward?
The thing that stuck out to me the most in this game, Tyler, was how bad Villa was on the offensive end. I expected them to be stronger, especially at home. I expected players like Malin and Rodgers and all those guys kind of like, you know, putting a good foot forward. I think they were very much out of tune as a team. Let's see how they play against Brentford. But
yeah, they have a much, I mean, I won't say much easier. I think it's a much easier opponent in Brentford versus Newcastle. Another nothing burger, Brighton 1, Fulham 1, draw plus 260 cash, under 2.5 plus 110. I think I liked the draw in both these games, actually, from last week. O'Reilly penalty in the 55th, canceled out by a last-minute goal from Munez, rescued a point for Fulham in the 96th. Not much there. What I really wanted to get to was Sunderland 3, West Ham 0, so let's just get right to it. Sunderland plus 220 cashes, over 2.5. They covered themselves. I mean, what a return to the top flight this was. I alluded to the fact that this is not an easy place to play. The Mendea gave Sunderland a 1-0 lead with a fantastic header in the 61st, another header from Ballard in the 73rd. And if that wasn't enough, Isidore settled it in the 92nd with a beautiful curler into the bottom right-hand corner, 3-0. West Ham did not even belong on the same pitch as Sunderland. And my question for you is, can Sunderland stay up? And if they do, is it going to be at the expense of a team like West Ham, who, after these first two games, I mean, they could not possibly look worse? Your thoughts?
In terms of West Ham, man, I got to say, those two games that they played in the beginning of the season are absolutely horrendous. I think Sunderland played so much better than them. They created many more opportunities to score and eventually got three goals. It could have been more. West Ham is going to be in trouble. They look like they are terrible defensively. I mean, they've given up 8 goals in 2 games for the season. And right now, I don't know what that's going to bring into the team in terms of like the morale. Obviously, cannot be high up. Sunderland, with these types of wins, they give themselves hope. But we know that this is a long league, my friend. So
yes, it is. Let's skip to another 3-0 result. Tottenham 3, Burnley 0. Tottenham plus, or excuse me, minus 250 cash as it goes over 2.5. It was the Kudus show. I mean, he assisted both Richarlison's goals. I'll say it was the Kudus and Richarlison show. Richarlison scored in the 10th and 60th minute. The assist on the second goal was silly. I mean, he had this defender absolutely dancing, chips it up in the air, and it was not an easy finish by any means. Richarlison with a beautiful scissor kick, great goal. Brendan Johnson started his season with a goal as well in the 66th minute. Spurs looked great. They extended Romero. They'll be upset about losing out on the Eze transfer. I mean, they had Gibbs, White, and Eze. It was a one-horse race, and they lost out on both those transfers for different reasons. But it's a week of up and down emotions, but all that really matters at the end of the day, and all the fans will really care about, is getting the points. And they absolutely got all three in week one. So your thoughts on Tottenham, how they look, your thoughts in general.
I honestly loved the over 2.5 in this game, and it did hit. I also think that Tottenham winning these games is kind of like such a relief for their fans, because this is the type of game that Tottenham usually blows and they'll lose. So
yeah,
great for them to get that W.
Wolves 0, Man City 4. Man City minus 220 cash is over 2.5, minus 165. I mean, City, yeah, I think, could put everyone on notice. Haaland has 2 goals. Reiners with a goal and assist in his debut for City. Man of the match performance for me. Cherki, who, I mean, had a very, very good game, made it 4-0 in the 81st. This version of City looks scary. And when you think about the fact that Rodri's not even in the team yet, I mean, there's no reason why they can't go and win the league. I'll just throw it out there now. Look, it is Wolves. You know, I'm not going to give them too much credit. It's not like they did this to Liverpool, but they have everything that they need to compete. They know what it takes to win. They have the manager who knows what it takes to win. They got rid of the old baggage. They're pretty much, I mean, from my understanding, this Donnarumma deal is almost all but done with City as well. So when you add that in to the mixture as well, I mean, this is exactly how City wanted to start their season. I hit every single bet that there was to hit on this game. First half over, City minus 1.5, City money line. Had them all parlayed, took them all straight, really cashed in nicely here. I mean, your thoughts on this? I mean, it's crazy because there's not really much to talk about. Just seems like the old City that we know and some of us love, some of us hate, are back.
I do think that West Ham and Wolves are going to be two teams that will struggle this season. I mean, Wolves lost their best player. I don't see how they're going to bounce back. And City, man, they cannot be in question this season if they want to be at that top level and compete for the league. Games like this, they have to win decisively, and that's what they did.
Yeah. Chelsea 0, Crystal Palace 0. Draw plus 310 cashes, under 2.5 plus 125. This was kind of shocking to me, to be honest. And especially, I mean, Chelsea didn't deserve to win, and they should have lost, in my opinion. The Eze goal, the free kick ruled out in the 13th minute from VAR for a foul in the wall. Is it a goal? Is it not? We don't really know. I don't love it, but it is what it is. As long as it's consistent throughout the rest of the season, then okay. I guess that, you know, we'll say it is what it is. And I had written up my thoughts on this before I watched Chelsea against West Ham, which is, you know, should we be concerned? They didn't really create much. Is, you know, do you see any problems moving forward? They seem to have put that to bed in this game against West Ham, but we'll see as they face better competition whether there are concerns or not. Do you have any thoughts on this game on Palace? Obviously, Eze leaving is a huge loss for them.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think that's the most important thing here. Like, Palace with Eze on the field is a completely different team. I think that they played better than Chelsea in this game. And I also feel like sometimes when you have a bad performance, the best way to forget about it is going on to the next game and smash just like they did against West Ham. So props to them.
Nottingham Forest 3, Brentford 1. Forest plus 115, over 2.5, both cash with ease. I mean, they opened the season with a bang. This is free money. We were both all over this one. Chris Wood picked up right where he left off, scoring 2 in the 5th and 47th. The Elliot Anderson assist, by the way, on the second goal is world class. One-time ball. It could not have been more in his path. He didn't have to slow down at all. Finishes it beautifully. And Ndoye opened his account for Forest in the 42nd. This was 3-0 at halftime. Second half was a little boring outside of the Thiago penalty. He got one back for Brentford, but this was easy for Forest, no?
Yeah, I agree. And I also feel like if Forest wants to be, you know, at that same level that they were last year, they cannot make those, they can't let these games go away. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, they're going to have to keep this up. All right. week one ended with the fixture of the week, Manchester United versus Arsenal at Old Trafford. It ends 0 to United, 1 to Arsenal. Arsenal minus 118 cash as it goes under 2.5 plus 101. The only goal came in the 13th minute, Calafiori, off of a corner. It was just really, really, really bad goalkeeping, man. I mean, just like childhood level. Bahadir just let Saliba push him into his goal. That should never happen. He didn't get off the ground. It is an instant foul if he even makes an aggressive attempt to go for that ball. It was questionable. It could have been, you know, if some people believe it could have been a foul to begin with. It was not called. I don't think it should have been called. As a United fan, I think it was soft. Now, there's other decisions in that game, like the Saliba tackle on Cunha, which I think was a for-sure penalty. Not sure how it wasn't given. But I'll say this. United were the better team. Like, far and away. I don't even think it was close. Statistically, they dominated every single category outside of the one that matters most, which is what people will say. But in terms of the eyeball test as well, I think that this was as encouraging as it can get out of a loss for a United fan. I mean, yeah. Cunha and Mbeumo look to be exactly what we paid for. And I mean, you can just tell just the way that we were passing the ball. I mean, I was texting a bunch of buddies, I think you as well, throughout the game, just saying it's crazy how easy it is to make us happy nowadays. I mean, just completed passes. Casemiro played great. Ugarte with an absolute disaster class. He was pathetic. I don't think that he should ever touch a field before Mainu ever again for the remainder of the season. We got 30 minutes of Sesko. He didn't really do much. I think that in the first half with him on the field, there were a lot of opportunities where Diego Dalo, Patrick Dorgu, and Mbeumo are in there waiting for that guy to make the run towards the goal, and there's just no one there because we didn't have a true number nine on the field. So it is, outside of winning the game, it's as happy as I could be. Arsenal, I think, signing Eze, if they didn't, I was going to say going into this, you know, before the Eze signing, that the left wing is going to be a major concern for them, but they've now put that to bed. I think that signing is as good as it can get. He's going to help them tremendously. Gyökeres, 60 minutes, 65 minutes, and he got just pretty much dominated and eaten up by Matheus De Ligt. So your thoughts real quick, and we'll continue on with this one, but what are your thoughts on Gyökeres, on Arsenal?
Listen, I think that this was a performance for United fans that gives them a lot of hope, and we'll break it down in the next segment, but I feel like this game overall gives United fans a lot of hope in terms of what's possible for this team to accomplish this year alone.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. We're going to pick up with Arsenal and Manchester United coming up on the tail side of this break. So do not move. First Touch rolls on here with your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. We are coming right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Nico Bisos. Nico, let's keep rolling with where we left off. The Manchester United and Arsenal fixture.
Yeah.
Let's hear your thoughts on the Gyökeres debut.
I mean, I think that Gyökeres is a number nine that wants to play a set game. I think that he's going to be much more useful to Arsenal when they have possession and they're kind of like trying to get that goal against teams like Palace, Brentford, Wolves. Even in situations where they play a team like Liverpool and Liverpool is up and score and they're playing some defense, I think it's very crucial for him to get a first goal to get going, because I think that any center forward, you know, they get so much energy and so much hype off of scoring goals, and that's what keeps them going for the remainder of the season. I have not written them off yet because I see some comments online that are saying, "Oh my God, Gyökeres is a flop, this, that, and the other." He's going to play. He's got players around him that will take the pressure off of him, like Saka, now Eze, Odegaard, and he'll get going at some point and be good for Arsenal. That's what I think.
Well, Havertz is out for quite a while with a knee injury, from my understanding here, which is part of why they signed Eze. And, you know, now the pressure is really on, because he's not going to be – like, they can't sub in Havertz, who, you know, is a known player in that system, who's a favorite of Mikel Arteta for some reason. So it's him or the highway. I mean, he needs to start scoring. Otherwise, the pressure will build. I'm kind of in the same boat. I think that as much as you can say that he's a flop, you can also credit De Ligt for how well he played in this game. I mean, he played head and shoulder. Euro, De Ligt, I mean, it was a great game. Dorgu as well was a big standout for me. I mean, he was all over the place. His shot that hit the post, I did not know that he even had that in his bag. so, again, I mean, I'm encouraged. Cunha, my God, what a player is he.
I love
Cunha. He had some moments in this game where you just kind of, I mean, it doesn't matter who you support. You have to tip your hat and applaud. I mean, everything but a goal in this fixture. And I think that, you know, some of the jitters he had, the one breakaway where, I mean, he was getting pressured and didn't really take the best angle. The potential penalty that I think should have been called would have been a great, you know, contribution to the team in his debut. But I'm very encouraged. I think that we're going to, and we'll get into it, but I think we're going to dominate Fulham on the weekend on the road. But nonetheless, we'll get into that coming up soon here. Let's wrap up week one. Leeds 1, Everton 0. Leeds plus 138, the under 2.5, minus 129. And Cheka scored the only goal over a controversial penalty in the 84th minute. I'll leave this to you. Was this a handball on Tarkowski? I mean, I can't see what else he's supposed to do. In my eyes, it's a debate that's going to go on forever. I mean, like, what is a handball? You'd think that it's a very clear and concise definition that everybody agrees with. It's the one thing that you would think there's not much controversy that's going to be around this. Yet here we are again in 2025, still debating what a handball is and what it isn't. And this one was bad for me. I just can't.
I don't know how this gets called a handball. I feel like the fact that Leeds was at home kind of pushed the ref to make that decision. And you can think whatever about this, but I do believe that referees sometimes, they get, you know, influenced by like where they are and what's going on in the game and the fans and all that. This is not a handball. I mean, he has his hands wrapped around his back and he's leaning because maybe he wants to make contact with it, you know, his shoulder or his bicep, but that's not a handball. He's not extending his arm out.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's unfortunate for Everton, but I mean, Leeds will complain. And I mean, much like we spoke about with Sunderland, who knows if they can stay up or will stay up. But if they are going to stay up, these are results that they need.
100%.
Things like this have to go their way. Even a draw, I think, would have been a pretty good result for them. But Leeds and Sunderland in their first games back in the top flight take care of business at the expense
of
West Ham and Everton. So, I mean, it's electric stuff. And we thought, you know, we talked about this last week. Leeds was the favorite here. And, you know, obviously, you know, we had questions about whether or not what the reason was for that. And as we see so often, it didn't exactly go the way that we thought. Everton had this.
And don't forget, I have Leeds staying up. I believe Leeds does not get relegated this season.
I mean, there at some point, teams can lean on their history here. You know what I mean? So 100%. Nonetheless, let's continue on to the week two EPL preview. Things started off, obviously, today. Chelsea 5, West Ham 1. Chelsea minus 155 cash, over 2.5 with ease cashes as well at minus 142. We start things off tomorrow with a banger of a game, Man City versus Spurs. These games always entertain. City are the minus 205 favorites at home. They're all plus 380. Tottenham plus 500, over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 146. Both teams shined in week one. What do you got for the week two opening match on the weekend?
I love the over 3.5, and I'm not going to lie, the fact that it's plus money intrigues me even more to take it. I do believe the City will come out guns blazing. Tottenham, they have a new coach, but traditionally they're not a team that plays good defense, and I don't see them, you know, keeping a clean sheet in this game. So, yeah, that's my pick. And I do think that at the end of the day, City gets the job done too.
I think both teams will score. I like the over 3.5, and I like City at minus 205, but it's not – I think it's a little expensive for me. I think that Tottenham, especially considering how they played, they're going to feel good going into this game. I think the fact that Richarlison scored two goals is massive for his confidence. He went a real long time without scoring last season. Yeah. And strikers, that's all it takes sometimes, is getting a goal early in the season, and that can carry them for months and months and months, if not for throughout the entire season here. And kudos will be a problem. It doesn't matter who he's going up against in that City back line, and who knows what City's back line is going to look like with Pep Roulette, you know, this week's episode.
He's so good.
I think that City are just they're too strong of a team. Marmoush, Cherki, Haaland, I mean, these guys are going to have it's almost guaranteed for them to have good games every week. So I do think that City take care of business at home. It's just such a hard place to play at the Etihad, especially for teams like Tottenham. So I do like City. Another one I really love, Bournemouth versus Wolves. Bournemouth minus 130, draw plus 290, Wolves plus 330, over 2.5, minus 135, under 2.5, plus 105. I love Bournemouth here. I think they're in a great spot. They played great against Liverpool in the opening game. Semenyo, Evan Nielsen, they are a better team. They are coached well. I don't care about the back line that they lost. Wolves also lost their best player last season. I can't see a way where Wolves win this game. I mean, is there a path that you think this can happen?
I texted you like a few days ago and I was like, how is Bournemouth minus 130 against Wolves at home? I mean, Bournemouth is not afraid to look at any team in the eye, and they proved it last year. And then even in the opener, like you said, against Liverpool, I mean, they looked Liverpool dead in the eye. So I think they get the job done here, maybe like a 2-0 win.
Yeah, I think that also mentally for Bournemouth, even if Wolves finds a way to get an opening goal, they came back from 2-0 down in a matter of minutes against Liverpool at Anfield. So they won't feel, I mean, in their home field, on their stadium and on their turf, they're going to take care of business for me. Brentford home versus Villa. Villa plus 120, draw plus 250, Brentford plus 220, over 2.5, minus 125, under 2.5, minus 101. This is a weird one. This is one of those ones where it feels trappy. I like Villa. I think logically speaking, Brentford looked terrible, lost so many of their key players and their manager. They won't be feeling good after last week. And Villa, on the flip side, gets Martinez back, which I think is big for them. Having that voice at the back and the confidence in goal, who knows if he'll start or not. I believe he should be starting. He was in the predicted lineups. But it's scary, but I like Villa at plus 120. I mean, I can't not like that. There's no way I can look at this and say, I think this is going to be a draw. And I definitely don't see Brentford winning.
I felt the exact same way about West Ham last week, like that they're going to beat Sunderland on the road. And you see how sometimes flipping the script in terms of like, you know, a team playing at home changes the dynamic completely. I'm not going to lie to you. I believe Brentford scores a goal in this game, and that's why I personally like the over 2.5. I think it's going to be a tough game for Villa. They looked very disconnected up front. And defensively, the fact that Konsa is missing, I mean, they got Pau Torres, which is a good center back, but he's much slower and not as good as Konsa anyway. So I see goals in this game. I see Brentford risking, trying to score a goal at home, coming out excited. And I see Villa kind of like, you know, being on the back foot at the beginning of this game.
Can you attribute some of the fact that they look disconnected to the fact that Newcastle is a pretty solid defensive team? Obviously take away Isak, you know, attacking wise, you can understand why Newcastle might not score. But I mean, they had a pretty solid defense last year. They're a unit that's together. They've played a lot of games together. Can you attribute any of that? And then also, I mean, can a week of training after a game like that, real quick, can Villa bounce back quickly?
But Villa can bounce back. And what I attribute the most about like Villa not being disconnected in the front was like some very simple passes being missed and runs being like completely opposite from the passer. So I just saw them having an off game, I think.
All right. Well, nonetheless, we will continue on with the Week 2 English Premier League preview coming up next on First Touch. Still so much to go through. We'll throw in some transfer talk as a lot has happened over the last week, and we are coming up to the end of the transfer window. So we'll discuss all the rumors and news that's breaking out here on First Touch coming up next. Don't move. Coming right back.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to First Touch. Continuing on with the Week 2 preview, you are your hosts, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Let's keep things rolling, Nico. Burnley versus Sunderland. Burnley plus 125 favorites. The draw is plus 210. Sunderland plus 240. Over 2.5 plus 140. Under 2.5 minus 175. It's interesting that Burnley are favorites, considering they got smacked and Sunderland, you know, had a beautiful 3-0 win against West Ham, who I guess, you know, maybe it's not so shocking considering we now know the state of West Ham after today's game against Chelsea. Your thoughts? This one's a tricky one.
I love the draw in these games. I mean, we call the draw a lot here, but I feel like in games like these, even a team like Sunderland, I mean, they're not going to go there hoping to win. They get a point, they'll be very happy. They lose the game. They're playing against a team that's going to be in relegation battle. So I feel like both teams will be happy with a point at this stage of the league.
Now, I'll say this. I mean, Burnley offered nothing against Tottenham. And Sunderland obviously took care of business, you know, with ease, and they're going to be feeling really good. How much weight do you put on that? Burnley kind of not having much, feeling like nothing's clicking versus Sunderland thinking, we just took care of business, we're clicking, we feel good. You know, does that momentum carry in week to week for you, or is this kind of like a hard reset?
I think like Burnley played away against Tottenham, a Champions League football team, and then Sunderland played at home against West Ham, which is obviously terrible. So it's kind of tough. I think Burnley in this game, they have to go for the win. I feel like if they score one goal, they got to go back and try to protect their lead and get the 1-0 win. But I also saw some Sunderland brilliant moments where I don't know if I should account it to their talent or if I should account it to how terrible West Ham is defensively. But I saw they have like a little short dude. I forget his name. He's like quick with the ball. He looks like a like mini Eze or something. So they have some good players up front.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth tuning in.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. 100%.
I like the draw on this one as well. I think it goes under 2.5, though. And I mean, that's minus one. The fact that it's minus 125 under 2.5 means that, it, you know, they're expecting a 1-0 or a 1-1 game.
Yeah, 100%. So,
and I think that that's realistically what we're going to see. It's going to be a 1-0 or a 1-1 game or even a 0-0 draw I could see happening in a fixture like this. Arsenal versus Leeds. Arsenal minus 371, draw plus 500. Leeds plus 1,000, over 3.5 plus 130, under 3.5 minus 175. Now, obviously, I think everyone with a brain will say that Arsenal is going to win this game. Now, the question is, how will they win it? Who will score? Is this an essential game for Gyökeres to get his goal?
Absolutely. And I also think that the books are not giving Leeds enough respect, because I understand that Arsenal is a much stronger team. I understand that they're going to fire on all cylinders, but even against United, man, like Arsenal was, again, they go back to like the set pieces and the little tricks that they play. They didn't perform at a high level.
No, they didn't play well at all. I mean, they didn't really create any chances against United, which for me is concerning. I mean, I was, you know, in the group chat with the boys, and you know, my buddy Scott's an Arsenal fan, and I'm saying, like, what can you take away from that game that makes you feel good about where you're at? Eze's not going to play in this game, so Martinelli will probably start. And for me, if Gyökeres doesn't score against Leeds at home, I mean, maybe it is time to worry. Now, he could come out and score a hat trick, and everyone will kind of say, ah, there it is. We were wrong.
You know something about Tyler? Can I tell you something about Gyökeres? Gyökeres is a Haaland-style striker. So I would say that more of the weight for him to score would be how his teammates will set him up for opportunities. Because if you see him in the box and he heads the ball from the penalty spot or shoots it and he misses, then that's a concern. But if he doesn't get looks inside the box, then that's on his teammates and his coach to figure that out.
But that's part of the issue for me. and I thought this when they signed him, it's, and I've said this about Haaland since he came to the Premier League, where I don't rate Haaland as, you know, I rate him as the best goal scorer in the world because of what's provided for him. I mean, go look at his catalog of goals at City. There's probably 10 of them that you say, wow, okay, outside the box, crazy finish, crazy volley,
yeah,
nice curler. But 80 to 85% of his goals for City have been put on a platter, and all you have to do is pretty much knock it in. And I think that the style of play that Arsenal want to play, do they have the ability to do that? Now, with Eze, I think it dramatically increases the probability of him becoming a guy like Haaland. But Gyökeres is not going to get the ball and create his own chances. He's not even in Etiquette. After watching him, you watch Etiquette plays active, moving around on the ball, laying it off, holding it up. And Gyökeres isn't that style of player. So it is going to be on his teammates to make sure that he gets his goal. And if I am his teammates, I'm making sure that, I'm very unselfish in making sure that, because, you know, we talk about this with strikers. He goes another game without a goal. The media in England,
the pressure
is not,
rises.
Yeah, it rises dramatically, especially if he misses a sitter or a chance where there can be some controversy on whether he should have scored or not. But nonetheless, let's move into the Sunday slate of Week 2. Crystal Palace versus Forest. I think this is going to be a great game. Palace plus 135 favorites, draw plus 230, Forest plus 210, over 2.5 plus 110, under 2.5 minus 135. I think Forest at plus 210 has some value on it. Eze is not playing for Palace, but Palace are home, and they can. I mean, Eze is not a part of their back line, which is their strength for me of how organized they are in the back. I think I like the under 2.5 here. I think that people will kind of flock to Forest because of what we saw Week 1 out of them, but Palace are a very difficult team to play on the road, regardless of who you are. What are your thoughts on this game and this matchup?
I think that in terms of value, this is one of the games that if you want to play something that's like, you know, good value and have your mind at ease, Forest or draw is a minus 150. I feel like in every parlay you have, you can play that and feel confident about it because Eze is not playing. Crystal Palace is not a team that by any means will score like 2 or 3 goals. And if Forest goes up 1-0 in this game, they're not losing. Plain and simple. So
yeah. Yeah, it might end in a draw, but I agree that if they can get up 1-0, then it's going to be tough to beat them. And I like the value at plus 210, but I think what you're mentioning here is plus 0.5 or win or draw at minus 150 is a much more realistic play here, and it's safer. As much as I think it could go over, I do lean towards the under as well, but I like that the Forest or draw is probably what I'll be locking in here, especially in all the parlays now. Everton versus Brighton. Brighton plus 140, draw plus 230. Everton plus 200, over 2.5 minus 102, under 2.5 minus 126. Everton, pretty significant dogs at home. They lost the opener to Leeds. In fact, they kind of got screwed, for lack of a better term. They seem to be a team under David Moyes that usually kind of bounces back and responds to stuff like that. I don't think they're going to put too much thought to the fact that they lost when realistically it probably should have been a draw. Where do you go with this one? I hate to say it, but I lean towards draw in a fixture like this.
I like the draw in this game. I do think that it's worth risking the over 2.5 and even money only because David Moyes showed us last year that Everton can also be flourishing on the attacking end. And in the friendly games, to be honest, they did play good when it came to their offense. I expect them to be aggressive at home, and I expect them to try to win this game because Brighton is not some type of monster team that is going to force them to kind of like sit back and wait. So I expect them to take their shots and hopefully like a 2-1 win for Everton.
Yeah, I think that both managers as well, both Brighton and Everton, I mean, they like to play. Like, they're not going to come into this and do anything other than like really, really go for it. I expect this to be a very open game where a very free-flowing back and forth per se, and I like the over 2.5 for that as well. A 2-2 draw is a tough ask in a game like this, but is it? I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think that's pretty realistic.
Yeah, I think that Brighton's biggest thorn is their defense. I mean, to let in a goal in the last second of the game shows that they're something's wrong. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, Fulham Man United plus 115 favorites on the road.
draw plus 250, fall in plus 230, over 2.5 minus 120, under 2.5 plus 103. I'll let you go first with your thoughts here, and then I'll chime in.
I think if United can go to Fulham and win this game, major booster in their confidence. I also will say that Fulham consistently is a team that plays very good at home, and they're not easy to beat, whether you play them on a good day or a bad day. Can United play good enough defensively where they can go up 1-0 and put the pressure on Fulham? That's the real question for me in this game, because if Fulham goes up 1-0, I don't know if United can come back and, you know, kind of do like a 2-1 win. So major key for me, start strong, have confidence in your goalkeeper, whoever's going to play. I don't know if it's going to be Onana or the Turkish guy, and try to go up 1-0 and put the pressure on Fulham at home.
I'll give you this little nugget. The last time United won the league, they lost the opening game 1-0, and the next game up was Fulham. So do what you want with that information. I don't think Onana plays. I think that he's done at United, to be honest. I don't see a path back for him. The rumors were he was left out from a hamstring injury, but, you know, Almarine pretty much said, like, he's healthy. He's just not with us. And that's usually not a great thing, and we'll kind of get into the transfer news that's coming circling around United with the goalkeeper watch. Coming up here, but I think that United take care of business here. I think that if they can put up even 75% of the defensive performance that we put up against Arsenal, I mean, Arsenal has significantly better players, midfield, up top. I mean, it's a completely different team. Now we were home, obviously, opening game, juices are high, you know, adrenaline's high.
But I just think that especially with Sesko starting, Cunha and Bueno, I mean, that's just the fluidity up top is only going to grow stronger week by week as these players get more comfortable playing with each other. I'm very curious to see how the midfield will look. Is it going to be kind of what we saw last time with Bruno alongside Casemiro? Is it going to be Bruno and it will be Manu? Is Bruno going to kind of move up higher? We might see Cunha and Bueno, you know, one of them starts in the bench. I mean, who really knows? Or is Sesko even going to start this week? So a lot of it is lineup based for me. The over here is 2.5 at minus 128. The under is plus 103. I like the over. I think that this ends 2-1. I do think both teams score, but I'm going to go with United getting the win here. And I think that one of our our front three new players will get their first goal for United. I think it will be Cunha. I mean, he's just so active, man. He is all over the place. And I actually like Bruno in a more regressed role where he can really be that playmaker and come up as needed. I do think that we desperately need a really, like a much younger version of what Casemiro used to be would be super ideal for us. But, I mean, he looks healthy. The one thing that I didn't mention about the game against Arsenal is we look fit. Like, we look really fit. I mean, everyone looks to be in good shape. They, you know, we are pressing throughout the whole game. I didn't even mention this. Mason Mount had a fantastic game. It's great to see him contributing and getting minutes. I mean, Almarine seems to love him. And, you know, let's not forget that he was an integral part of Chelsea winning the Champions League. He had the assist in the Champions League final. Like, he is no bum. He's just been
absolutely
hurt.
Not.
So yeah. I'm gonna rock with United in this game. I think that we finally have the depth that we need to where if things aren't going well, we can make changes and adjust and put pressure on Fulham. Even if they go up 1-0, I think that I trust this team to come back. But I think we get the first goal, and I think we get it pretty early. I think we score a goal within the first 15 minutes of this game, and I have my money on Cunha to be the first goal scorer. So nonetheless, we're going to do some transfer talk here to wrap things up in the two-minute drill on First Touch. So do not move because the season's rolling, but there's still people moving around and things to be shuffled. The dust will settle in the coming weeks, but lots of moves have been made for the big clubs and some of the not-so-big clubs as well, and we got it all covered here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Eco Beef Sauce. First Touch rolls on. Two-minute drill coming up next.
Thank you. Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beefsaw. It's time for the 2-minute drill. We're going to do transfer talk, but I almost forgot. We got a Monday game. Newcastle home versus Liverpool. Newcastle plus 235. The draw is plus 290. Liverpool plus 105. Over 3.5 plus 135. Under 3.5 minus 170. This is a very appetizing number. This is a scary one. Plus 105 for Liverpool. I mean, you look at Liverpool's team, you got to think they are far and above, beyond better than Newcastle, especially without Isak. But Frimpong is injured. They did concede 2 goals to Bournemouth in a very short amount of time in their, you know, at Anfield. Do you think Newcastle can salvage a draw out of this, or is this just a lock to bet Liverpool? It's too good of a number to ignore.
I think Liverpool money line, and I also think there's going to be goals in this game. Over 3.5 is sitting up plus 135, which should be great value because I don't see either team stopping after they score 1 goal. So if an early goal happens, it's all over.
You have anyone, any player props that you like? I'm still going to rock with Verts to get his assist. I think that there's the assist, first of all, the juice on the assist bets is pretty crazy. I've been noticing that. I place a pretty crazy parlay. It's like $20 for 130,000. Nonetheless, I like Verts to get an assist, and I think Etiquette keeps scoring. Like I don't see why he doesn't.
I feel like Mohamed Salah plus 150 anytime goal scorer has great value in this game. And I also feel like any player that you bet on Liverpool's top three is a great bet because they all look to be very tempting when it comes to taking shots and creating opportunities. Wirtz also had a weird game, so maybe he bounces back with a goal or assist in this one.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that, I mean, much like Gyökeres,
I think he kind of took the heat off first for a little bit, you know, who also didn't have a great debut. Let's see. I mean, the most expensive player in Premier League history, so they're going to want him to deliver, as if I actually take these props. But nonetheless, guys, we're going to debut the second hour next week. We're trying to figure out the best day to do everything. We will have that all sorted out for you. Nonetheless, no matter what, next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, we will be here to recap week 2 and preview week 3 of the English Premier League. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. We'll see you next week. I'm your host, Tyler Mina, along with Eco Beef Sauce, signing off. Have a great, great weekend.
See ya.